15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 60. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Three people were sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court Tuesday by Judge Michael Molt. 28-year-old Fairfield resident Michael B. Thomason was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release, or MSR. He pleaded guilty in March to a Class 1 felony count of residential burglary. Thomason was credited with 54 days served, and a separate case against him was dismissed per his plea. The sentence will run concurrently with separate ones from Edwards and Wabash counties. 32-year-old Joseph L. Jordan was sentenced to 2 years in prison and 1 year MSR. Jordan admitted to violating probation on an original Class 3 felony count of possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine. He was credited with 175 days served, and he was ordered to pay fines and court costs. The sentence will be served concurrently with ones from Edwards and White counties. 20-year-old Louisville resident J.C. Ensley was sentenced as well. He pleaded guilty to an amended Class A misdemeanor count of battery, and he was sentenced to 1 year probation and time served. A separate indictment and count were dismissed per his plea, and he was ordered to pay $960 in fines and court costs. More news next.
Hi, folks. This is Sandy at Gill Sales. Boy, aren't we in some crazy times. Freezers are mostly impossible to find, as are a host of other things. We are still here to serve you in whatever capacity we can. Should your freezer go down, we'll be glad to try to help you with repairs if possible. Hopefully, things will straighten out soon so we can get back to some form of sanity. Huh, don't think we knew how great normal was. Thanks for your continued business, folks. We appreciate it. Call Gill Sales and Service at 847-7066 if we can be of assistance.
In today's environment, being able to do all of your banking from home is not only convenient, but a necessity. People's National Bank makes it easy for you to do your banking without actually going to the bank. From online banking, mobile banking, free mobile deposit, to transferring funds and paying bills, it's easy and convenient for you to do your banking all from your mobile phone or computer. Get started by going to peoplesnationalbank.com to sign up for online banking today. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite, PSE, Bear, Diamond, crossbows by Raven, Mission, Barnett, 10 Point, Horton, and Excalibur, ammo, tree stands, clothing, mud boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
In other news, the Fairfield Police Department says it received a complaint on Monday of a stolen four-wheeler from a residence in the 200 block of Southwest 7th Street. The four-wheeler was described as an olive-green Honda four-wheel drive. Anyone with information should contact Wayne County Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District responded to 3 fires on Tuesday. No injuries were reported in a garage fire between Merriam and Mount Erie at approximately 1:39. Firemen say they aren't sure what started the fire, as the homeowners weren't burning anything in the high winds. Officials say the owners arrived home to the fire, and firemen were on scene for about 90 minutes. The garage was considered a total loss. The first fire on Tuesday came just off the highway south of Mill Shoals at approximately 11:45 a.m., and it was reportedly a grass and brush fire. Firemen were on scene for about 1 hour. The second fire came shortly after the first, just north of Ultra Products. Firemen say a leaf fire got out of control around 12:20, and they were on scene for roughly 30 minutes. No injuries or property loss were reported for either fire. The Wayne County Board will meet tonight at 7 in the upstairs courtroom of the Wayne County Courthouse. Vaughn Law Office is scheduled to ask for several 3-year commissioner appointments for drainage districts. Rodney Vaughn was recommended for Leach, Jeff Young for Woods, N. Wayne Bunnage for Golden Gate, and Jamie Pollard for Big Mound. After reports from various county offices, the board is scheduled to discuss 2 items of new business, with the first being the budget. It's also scheduled to approve the Sheriff Merit Commission hiring list. The agenda does call for executive session to discuss personnel, and there will be an opportunity for public comment before the board adjourns for the night. Wabash General Hospital President and CEO Carissa Turner has announced Dr. John Pigeon will join the WGH staff later this month to offer neurology services to patients 16 and older. Turner said they're excited to expand specialty services to meet the needs of the area. Dr. Pigeon completed medical school at Update Medical University in Syracuse, New York in May 2003. He completed an internship at University Hospitals of Cleveland in Ohio before completing his residency at the University of Hospitals of Cleveland Case Western Reserve University. He has a special interest in EEG epilepsy and sleep medicine, and he has completed a fellowship in both areas. He's also board certified by the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. Dr. Pigeon will see patients at the WGH Primary Care Office in Mount Carmel, and a list of conditions he will treat can be found on our headlines page. More information can be obtained by calling 263-4376. WFIW-WOKZ General Manager Mike Dreith has announced his retirement from the radio station, effective November 30th. He returned to Fairfield in July 2018 after 32 years in higher education to manage the station. He started in radio at WFIW as news director in 1983. He said he was appreciative of the opportunity offered by the original company, the owners of the station. And Mark Lang, CEO of the original company, said Dreith had been an asset to the company and wished him well. The company will assign operational and sales management responsibilities in the coming days. In related news, Dreith has announced he will run for mayor of Fairfield in the April 2021 municipal election. The 63-year-old has pulled a petition for the office and will file it in December. He said his retirement from the station was intended to allow him to concentrate on the campaign for office and to alleviate any suggestion that opponents may be entitled equal time on the station. Dreith has been a provost at St. Louis Community College and the president at Frontier Community College from 2001 to 2007, Western Texas College from 2007 to 2012, and John A. Logan College from 2012 to 2015. He has earned a doctorate in education, a master's in media communications, a bachelor's in workforce development, and an associate's in radio broadcasting. He was elected to the city council in his hometown of Bethalto in 1999. He is married to the former Carol Mayfield, a Fairfield native. Together, they had 5 children and 6 grandchildren, and they're members of the Fairfield First United Methodist Church and are active in a variety of civic organizations. The Wayne County Health Department announced 18 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. 2 male children, a female teen, male teen, 3 females in their 30s, 1 male in his 30s, 2 females in their 50s, 2 males in their 50s, a female in her 60s, a male in his 70s, 3 females in their 80s, and a male in his 80s. The county had 636 total cases. 5 people were hospitalized, 97 were isolating at home, 509 had recovered, and 25 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. Edwards County announced 16 cases from the 6th through the 10th, and it also announced its first COVID-related death. The county had 149 total cases, and 22 people were in isolation. The state report indicated a male in his 90s in Wayne County and a female in her 90s in Edwards County had passed away. The State Department of Public Health announced 12,657 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 145 deaths. Statewide totals sat at 523,840 cases and 10,434 deaths. White County announced its 8th and 9th deaths, and it also announced 6 cases to bring its total to 398. Wabash County added 10 cases and sat at 347. 6 people were hospitalized and 74 were in isolation. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for the 4th through the 10th was 12.4%. The southern region had a rate of 12.2% on the 8th, up from 11.8% on the 7th. To help curb the rate, the IDPH has recommended people work with their employers to work from home if possible for the next 3 weeks, and it asks employers to make accommodations. It also encourages people to stay at home as much as possible, leaving only for necessary and essential activities. This is not a stay-at-home order, but a recommendation, and the IDPH says its goal is to reduce transmission as the holidays approach so businesses and schools can remain open. The Illinois High School Association Board of Directors held a virtual session yesterday to review development related to its basketball season ahead of its regular November meeting on the 19th. The board announced a plan to invite representatives from Governor J.B. Pritzker's office and the IDPH to that meeting, and it will also seek representation from the Illinois Principals Association, Illinois Association of School Administrators, Illinois State Board of Education, and a coalition of nearly 200 superintendents who recently contacted the governor regarding sports. IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson said the board's announcement that it would move forward with basketball this winter, despite the state saying it would be delayed into the spring season, was not meant to be adversarial. He said it was rooted in a desire to receive more direct communication and data from state partners, and it hopes to create a better dialogue and relationship with all entities for the meeting on the 19th. The IHSA has 813 member schools, and the board said, of the 546 who responded to a recent survey, nearly 300 did not plan to start basketball this month. Another 212 remained unsure of their status. Anderson said the board recognized the difficult decisions it placed on schools. Colonel Stephen Prizer spoke to a Fairfield Veterans Day crowd at Maple Hill Cemetery yesterday.
On this day, at the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month, in this unprecedented, unforgettable year of 2020, we celebrate Veterans Day. Not a day to mourn our dead, not a day belonging to a few veterans, but a day to honor and celebrate all veterans.
Colonel Prizer is retired from the United States Air Force. Quartermaster Joey Myers of the VFW and Commander Tom Seaman of the American Legion placed a wreath at the stone of the unknown service person, and that was followed by a 21-gun salute and the playing of taps by Doug Amann. More than 150 people attended the Fairfield Veterans Day ceremony. The University of Illinois says the 2020-2021 recipient of the Myron and Carol Goldblatt Scholarship is junior Carly Taylor, a graduate of Fairfield Community High School. The scholarship was established in 2007, and it's given annually to students who are residents of Wayne County and have graduated from one of its high schools. For incoming freshmen, it's awarded for 1 year, and it's renewable for an additional 3 if the student remains in good standing. If no incoming freshmen are eligible, a transfer student may be awarded the scholarship, which could then be renewed for 1 additional year. The number of scholarships and the amount awarded varies from year to year. For 2020-2021, almost $40,000 was awarded to multiple recipients, selected by the university based on their admission applications. Other recipients include seniors Amy Chen, Taylor Putman, and Macklin Snyder, and junior Darcy Welty. All are graduates of FCHS. Governor J.B. Pritzker says COVID-19 hospitalizations are rapidly increasing across the state. Kim Howard reports.
For nearly a week now, more than 4,000 Illinois COVID patients have been in the hospital each day, says Governor Pritzker.
Across the state, the majority of our regions are seeing far higher rates of hospitalizations for COVID-19 than they ever did last spring. Outside of Cook and the Collar counties, much of Illinois' communities are experiencing the worst surge that they've seen yet. Even where things are not as awful, things are still bad. Region 4, the Metro East, and Region 7, Will and Kankakee counties, are running just above the worst that they saw in the spring, with no sign of slowing.
The governor says northwestern and southern Illinois have recently seen hospitalization rates about double since their peak back in May. Central Illinois and the Metro East areas are dealing with increases of 2 to 3.5 times rates recorded in the spring. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA Choice Beef Rump Roast, $3.99 a pound. Whole Beef New York Strips, $3.99 a pound. 5-pound bag of red potatoes, 2 for $5. And Loose Gala or Honeycrisp Apples, $1.69 a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
Tired of Medicare premiums? Switch to Simplete. For $0 per month, take advantage of our unique partnership with Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and discover plans with comprehensive benefits and wellness perks. See how much you can save on Medicare. Visit Simplete.org/CRM21 or call 877-561-8287, TTY711. Simplete is powered by Health Alliance Medicare, a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Simplete depends on contract renewal. Other providers are available in our network.
Where can you enjoy a meal, massage, and music? Steph's Coffee Shop and Meal Shows will be serving up our Thanksgiving meal this Saturday, November 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. by donation only. Friends Paula Bush will be on hand from 4 to 7 to offer reflexology of the hands and chair massages. Folk music duo Lonesome Steve Fowler and Jerry Wilson will play and sing from 5 to 7 p.m. We are thankful for family and friends. Come join us for Thanksgiving at the Shoals and be thankful too.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 56. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 29,082, down 315 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,713, down 73. December crude oil, it's at $41.90. That is up 45 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Daryl Kuntz died on Sunday. Daryl Kuntz is survived by one daughter, two grandchildren, siblings Danny Kuntz, Dennis Kuntz, and Melba Cargill, and many nieces and nephews. Private services with military rites for Daryl Kuntz will be held at Bunker Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 94-year-old McLeansboro resident Evelyn Jean Savage died on Monday. Evelyn Savage is survived by children Terry Savage and Connie Allen, seven grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and sister Catherine Hastings. Services for Evelyn Savage will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Oddfellows Cemetery in Dahlgren. Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Blueford resident Norbert Lee Zeems died last Thursday. Norbert Zeems is survived by his wife Sandra, four children, eight grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two sisters, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Norbert Zeems will be held at 6 p.m. on Saturday at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Visitation will be from 2 to service time. Burial with military rites will be at Mound City National Veterans Cemetery. 87-year-old Carmi resident Mildred L. Dalton died on Monday. Mildred Dalton is survived by children Bill, John, Barbara, and Mary, 19 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren, 10 great-great-grandchildren, and 3 siblings. Services for Mildred Dalton will be held at 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Carmi New Beginning Church of God. Visitation will be from 2 to service time, and burial will be in Centerville Cemetery. Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. 53-year-old Fairfield resident Melissa Virginia Butler died on October 29th. Melissa Butler is survived by her boyfriend Michael Vaughn. Melissa Butler was cremated, and no formal services will be held. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Neil Totten died on Saturday. Neil Totten is survived by three daughters, 12 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, sister Margie Marvel, and several nieces and nephews. Services with military rites for Neil Totten will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, in Maple Hill Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
And now, Bad Meat Jokes, Volume 3. So, did you hear about the accident this morning with the meat delivery truck?
No.
He got T-boned. What should a steak do if it has bad vision?
What?
He should get his rib eyes checked.
Ooh, those jokes are bad. But our meats are really, really good.
John's Butcher Block is always stocked with prime grade A meats, from steaks to burgers and everything in between.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 60. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 35, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 50. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday: rain is likely on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 55 with a low of 48. Then partly cloudy on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 55 with a low of 35. Then sunny skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 55 with a low around 35.